The head coach of the Oberlin Phoenix. And coach, last year, it was a tough year on the field. It didn't go how you wanted, but it sounds like there's some expectations and maybe a little bit of hope for a better year in 2021 from a wins and loss standpoint that we just went through.
Well, it has to get better. That's the thing. It has to get better. So, but the thing is, last year, every one of them kids we had on that roster, they played football. I mean, there was not that kid that stood on the sideline and didn't get into a game. We had one because he had a broken hand. He's the only one that didn't get to play. And like I told him, we went into our scrimmage Monday. I said, every one of you kids has played before.
Yeah.
You know, so this is just, you know, we're going into a scrimmage. Let's go, you know. So that, it's, you know, the old saying, what, you get lemons, make lemonade.
Yeah.
And it was a rough year, but you have them sometimes. And you just got to make the best out of it. They're kids. We enjoy coaching them. And hopefully we're teaching them a lot more than just football.
Well, you guys had an extra challenge last year, having to play the home games over there at Elyria High. And
right.
I mean, so your home games really aren't even that. Now they kind of all are back at Oberlin College. It's got to be a relief for you.
Oh, I love the college. I love playing at the college. I mean, you think of every small, you know, town that has a college, small, you know.
Yeah.
The high school team plays there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no reason not to play. The college is beautiful. I like to thank them. I mean, we're closer to the college, and some high schools are closer to their stadium. We're like an eighth of a mile. We go walk down there. I remember as the head coach at Admiral King, we used to walk down to the, you know, George Daniel and play. I used to think, you know, poor Southview has to drive across town to play a home game. That's not a home game, you know. So, you know, we love playing at the college. It's a great facility.
Mike, I'm looking at your preseason. You said it's got to get better than last year, and now we've got a full season, 10 games. And before you get into the LCA, you've got, you know, Plymouth and Lutheran East, Brooklyn. I think you got some teams there that you probably feel like you got a chance to compete and maybe get off the schneid and get a win or two early that I would imagine would be important for the program and for your young kids.
Oh, exactly. The thing is, with last year, I don't know anything about these teams. And we're not going to know anything about – we've been looking for things on Plymouth. It's like they don't exist. They're like in the abyss or something. You know, because
– You ever been there?
No.
Well, you're right. They are.
They came to our place like 2 years ago for a scrimmage. It's like they just showed up out of nowhere. But they're a good football team. And, you know, they always got some big kids. And they play rugby based on a football field. And but, you know, my assistant coach, Tom Hicks, you guys all know him. He used to play for me, great player. He's like – him and his son search everything out. He's like, Mike, I can't find anything on these guys. It's like, for this year, he's like, I don't know anything about them. So hopefully we'll get, you know, a film of them, because we had a scrimmage last Monday. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, but it's a smaller school, so we're happy about that. And thank God Brookside took Wycliffe. I didn't want to see them dudes again. And it just seemed like them schools east of Cleveland are tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's... You know, we don't know what to expect. Lutheran East, they're an enigma. You don't know what you're going to get from Lutheran East year to year.
Be glad you're not playing them in basketball, coach.
Oh, I know. I mean, but we took them my first year there at Oberlin. When I was at Brookside, I mean, we would beat the snot out of them. Then we'd go there, and I'm at Oberlin. I'm like, wait a minute. There's something different
here. This
ain't
the same.
They're running out like 60 dudes, man. It's like, wait a minute. They had linemen running 4.5s. I'm like, oh, I think we're in trouble. So it was a long night. So the first two games, we don't know what's happened, what we're going to get. We know a little bit about Brooklyn because they're pretty consistent.
Sure.
But and they used to be in our conference. The first 2 weeks, man, it's like Forrest said. They're the box of chocolates, man. We don't know what we're going to get.
Mike, you know, you talk about Oberlin Phoenix and Oberlin Athletics, and I think that Yarber name is synonymous.
Yeah.
You know, you got Andre Yarber back with you. Tell us a little bit about Andre and obviously some of the other young men that you're counting on.
Well, Andre, he learned a lot last year. It was his first year at quarterback. Second, he played first. When Azari was at quarterback, he played linebacker. He came out and played linebacker. But first year at quarterback, and last year, it was like a 7-game preseason. You know, we didn't have any scrimmages. Played 7 games, and we were done. But he learned a ton. He knows the offense. He knows what we want to do. He gets kids in the right place. And we just, you know how it is when the kid's just that extra year. Davion Witherspoon, he's in shape this year. and he looks good. He's all a 6'2". He's about 237 pounds.
Wow.
And we're gonna run him. He's working hard. And we got some kids outside. Everybody played, so they're all back. Nas Roundtree's back. Isaiah Jones Smith is back. Started as a freshman. You know, we pulled Jordan Parker coming back out to play football for us. And we're going to be young at spots, but they played as freshmen. So he's a sophomore. Don't matter. He played last year when he was a freshman. So, Isaac Thompson, 6'5", 225 pound slot. So we have spots. You know, we have really, our guards, Brandon Easton and Luke May, both about 6'2", about 245, they can run. So we have spots. And this kids that, we had a good number in the weight room this year, probably our best ever. And everybody's like, well, you had good numbers, you should have more kids. It's just just the ones we had came to the weight room, And we got 21 on the roster, and we would get 17 in the weight room. And, Dre and them were playing basketball, and Davion. So, but, just like David Mendez, he'll play tackle, started as a freshman, now he's a sophomore. So, they just grown up so much.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited to see, what they can do.
Well, physically, I have to feel that gives you a bit of an edge in some of these matchups. You're playing younger kids, like you said, but also, like you said, they've all played. They've played at that varsity level. They've been hit. They've hit others. So I got to imagine they're ready to go for week one physically.
Yeah. We got some kids out, and it's different. Thank God things are back to a little bit of normalcy.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Say that again, Coach.
And, like playing at the college, we're just looking forward to it. And, we're a little excited, and it's been a while. So it's been a couple years. Because last year we were up and down, and nobody knew what was right and wrong. It was nobody's fault. Things happen. Life happens, But, it's just what's going to happen. We went into our scrimmage. We lost pregame because they had a lot of kids. Parma had some kids. They had like 60. So we rolled in there with one bus, and we got beat up in pregame. They were good and loud. First 10, we were 1-1. Second 10, we were 2-2. They're Division I. Our kids are like, I just remember Isaac Thompson. He's looking like, man, we might not be that bad. It's like, Isaac, we might not be. And with Andre, it's that thing. He can just make something happen out of nothing. He just can. And Johnny Frazier, I haven't mentioned him. He was a first-year player last year. And he had a hit the other day at Parma. The referee come over to me and says, Mike, that's how you tackle. He goes, that was perfect. I said, I tell him, but he thinks I'm smoozing him. You go tell him. So he went over and told him that was a great tackle. So, just things like that, And this is Johnny's second year. He's played 7 games. And, we're expecting – he was all-district last year. We're expecting big things from Johnny.
Do you get a sense that the kids think they can make some strides, some improvements team-wise? And is there a sense that obviously everybody's tired of losing when it happens, but that not just tired of it, but you're going to do something about it?
They were so young. They didn't know what was happening last year.
Yes.
And Dre, he's had some winning with basketball. They've won a conference, and he's part of that. So he knows. To Andre, it's a game. He's like, I call him a big puppy. He just has fun. He's having fun regardless. And our kids, they don't know how good they can be. Like I said in the scrimmage, Isaac Thompson looks at me like, I could tell he was a little leery going into the scrimmage. I looked at him and said, you didn't think we'd do this good? Well, did you? And I didn't either. But he's like, no, I didn't. I didn't think we would either. But, we're not that – we can play. You've been coached, And we're like that team that you just don't know what's going to happen. If we stay healthy, it's like, we talked in the thing. I don't know. And I've been doing this 32 years. I don't know what's going to happen this year. That's what makes it exciting. It's like we could come out and if you guys talk to me after the game and say, wow, I'll be like, I know. You know as much as I do. I don't know.
If we talked to you after the game, that meant you won.
Yeah, then we won. I'll be happy. You know? I don't care if it's by 1 or 21. I'd be happy. You know, but
biggest key or two, if you're going to get some wins this year, if you're going to get it turned around a little bit, a biggest key or two in your mind, I know staying healthy when you've got limited numbers and young kids is real important. Give us a key or two.
The key is our younger kids, now they got to play a full season. It's not an abbreviated season.
Yeah.
You know, they got to play a full season. And just Andre can make things happen. And Davion Witherspoon is our key. And he could really demand. He has the ability to be an all. He has the ability to be an all county, all conference performer. He's a big kid with speed, and this is the first year that he has really buckled down and decided to be a football player. He's our key. We're going to go as far as he takes us.
Yeah. So, Coach, we've talked about the unknown with your team a little bit here, and, some things could happen, some things couldn't happen. Do you set some smaller, tangible goals in-house to kind of let the kids know, you are progressing? Like you said, Isaac the other day, Coach, I didn't realize we were this good. That has to be kind of eye-opening for you, and maybe, after that, you set some of those smaller goals. That way the kids see, we are progressing, we are getting better as a team. That keeps them motivated weeks 1 through 10.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I think they believe in what we're doing. They do. They've seen it work. In the past. The first year there, it's the same thing we've been doing. We haven't changed. We had to make some changes because Andre's such a runner. We're in a one back now. There's no reason to put another back there. We just basically coach to our personnel. And, he can make things happen. It could be that, what are you doing? Like the basketball, don't shoot, great shot. Why are you running? Nice run, Dre. It could be that thing, And everybody, good call, Coach. I didn't even call that, but it looked pretty good.
I was familiar with your don't shoot, but nobody ever said great shot after I shot it. They did the don't shoot. It was never a great shot.
You never got the compliment, huh?
That's the thing, in the scrimmage the other day, Andre drops back, he pump fakes, dude jumps, runs around. If you touched him, he was down, just a touch. And then he throws one across his body and hits Isaac for a touchdown. That's like, nice play. He'll make you look really good, So it's that kind of thing.
Well, Mike, we want to wish you the best of luck. We got some other coaches to get to. We're going to have you on as you entertain Wellington, and that'll be over at Oberlin College. I'm sure there'll be a couple opportunities to possibly see you late, but best of luck this year, and here's hoping that there's a little bit better 2021 than 2020 for you and the Oberlin Phoenix.
So far, it's been better.
Good.
So
good
hope it just keeps, you got to be optimistic.
It's the only way to be.
If you're a football coach, you're not optimistic, you're in the wrong business.
Yep. Why are you doing it?
So, like I said, the kids, they come out, they want to be taught,
good.
And it's different than I seen my old coach here tonight, Steve Senegal. He was hard on me. He was hard. I couldn't do that to the kids today that he was. But you know what? Love the dude, man. He was a great
old
man.
Old school.
Yeah, he was old school, but it was great seeing him. I haven't seen him in like 35 years.
Oh, wow.
So it was worth just,
there
I
you
couldn't
go.
Believe he was here. It was nice.
I saw him this morning at the coffee shop, got him to come out.
That's what he said.
Yep.
And I walked in, he's like, Mike. Because he looks so young, I didn't recognize him at first, I was like, my gosh, he looks good.
He does.
And I'm like, man, it's Coach Senegal. I still can't call him Steve. I'm 57 years old. I can't call him Steve. It's Coach Senegal.
Coach is always coach.
Yeah.
No matter who you're coaching.
He's like, oh, no, I was hard on you. Oh, you were. You were. But you know what? It don't matter. I know it was for our best interest.
Right, there you go.
Good luck this year, Mike.
All right, I appreciate everything you guys do for high school sports.
You
it's
got
good
it.
For the kids.
It's our pleasure.
We really enjoy it.
Well, we're happy to do it. Happy to be a part of it.
Thank you.
That's Mike Akers, the head football coach of the Oberlin Phoenix.